There was a heavy padlock and hasp on the door, but one of the shrews named Gurn produced a small dagger.
Stand aside. Let me try with this,
Gurn told the others. Luckily, it was a lock of simple and ancient design. Gurn's dagger jiggled and twisted a few times. Then there was a click, and he pulled the padlock curve from the hasp ring. Inside the cell, Orma had her ear to the door. She listened carefully.
Keep quiet. We've given them our challenge. Now let's see what they do.
Are they shouting floggle-loggle or whatever it is?
Jube piped up.
Daft sort of war cry, if you ask me.
We never asked you, Jube. Be quiet.
Massimo commanded curtly.
What's happening out there, Orma?
I think they're unlocking the door, Massimo.
Right. This is it. Get your manacles ready and give the best fight you can manage. If we don't meet again, my friends. Goodbye.
Orma's voice was hoarse and urgent.
They've unlocked the door. Wait. It must open outwards.
Massimo felt for his companion's paws in the darkness.
Why wait? Let's rush them! Charge!
They hit the door. It flew open wide. Massimo flung himself upon the first creature in his path. Tim and Sam leapt on another. Even the dim passage light dazzled their eyes, which were accustomed to nothing but complete darkness. Grappling on the floor, the young mouse heard his name called by a deep, gruff voice.
Massimo! It's me! Logalog!
Massimo had Flug by the throat. His paws dropped with a clank of manacles as he yelled out,
Stop! They're friends!
Immediately, the fight halted. Massimo and his companions stood in the torchlit passage, rubbing their eyes. Gurn shook his head admiringly.
What a bunch of young warriors! Don't rub your eyes too hard. Let me open those manacles with my dagger.
Cynthia began sobbing again, but this time it was with happiness. The friends were smiling at each other. Gradually, it was dawning on them that they were no longer the prisoners of Malkaris, Slagar, Nadaz, or any other evil creature. Matameo's laughter boomed around the passage walls.
Free! We're free! It's my father's friends, the Gelsim!
It's certainly your lucky day, young'uns. Most of your parents are here. There's Matthias, Orlando, Jabez, Jess, even old Basil Stag here. We joined forces with them to search for you. They're down on the big ledge fighting the hordes of Malkaris.
Matameo could hardly believe his ears. His father, the champion of Redwall, here? Orma let out a great whoop. Sam leapt high into the air. Jube wrinkled his nose knowingly.
Told you so. I said we wouldn't get far without me old dad catching us up. Do you remember?
He was seized by Tim and Tess and whirled around. Then Cynthia joined in.
Good old Basil, the Redwallers are here. Hooray!
Flug was knocked flat by the whirling dancers, but Matameo helped him to his paws. Dusting himself off, the shrew grinned broadly.
By the fern that clawed the law, I'm glad we found you lot, though you've got our Logalog to thank for that. If he hadn't decided to rest here a while, we'd have gone right past you, and you'd have rotted in there.
Laughing happily, Matameo knelt to shake Logalog by the paw.
I knew you'd find us. Oh, I just knew it would happen someday. Thank you, Logalog. Oh, thank you.
The Logalog of all the Gaussen was smiling, even though his eyes had closed for the last time. He had lived long enough to keep his promise to his friends. He had found their young ones. Matthias was growing tired. The weir had seemed to have hidden stores of insane energy. The strange beast was wounded in a dozen different places, but his size and mad ferocity seemed to buoy him up. The warrior mouse went into the sword fighter's stance, blade held ready to cut, sweep and thrust, gaining a small respite for breath as the weir had circled him. Looking for an opening, Matthias turned slowly as the wearer tried to get behind his back. In the mouth of the tunnel, Orlando stood alongside Basil, watching the gruelling conflict.
That creature can't get the better of our warrior, but I think Matthias is looking very tired now. Is that a very deep gash on his brow, do you think, Basil?
A mere scratch, old lad. I've done more damage to a salad with a spoon. Don't let the champion of Redwall fool you, Orlando. Oh, dear, no. In a moment or two, he'll decide it's time for lunch, and he'll settle old thingy-mabob's hash. You mark my words.
Basil was proved right. The moment Matthias saw he had the Wirrat with his back to the wall, he came in like a hungry wolf. Sparks flew from the rocks as Matthias smashed home a devastating attack. He seemed to be everywhere at once, roaring, slashing and milling. The confident sneer faded from the Wirrat's face as he found himself battling for dear life. The mouse warrior fought with the strength of two and the skill of many seasons. The Wirrat pushed himself from the rocks with a gigantic effort and lunged savagely forward with both spears. Matthias darted to one side and his blade crashed down like summer lightning, shearing through both spear handles in one heroic sweep. The warrior mouse turned a half circle with the momentum, but the Wirrat was swifter than a shadow. He leaped at Matthias's unprotected back. Passing his paws over Matthias's head, he began strangling the warrior mouse with the broken handles of the spears which he had held onto. Choking for breath, Matthias slammed his sword point down into the Wirrat's footpaw. Grasping the spear hafts with both paws, he crouched deep, leaning forward. The Wirrat screamed and shot over Matthias's head, landing with a thud at the end of the ledge. Matthias leapt up and hurled himself onto the Wirrat. His foe was waiting. The Wirrat thrust all paws straight into the air, and Matthias felt himself rise. He struck the very brink of the ledge and rolled over into the void with a shout of dismay.